American Express closed its call center in very early 2011, and it was quite a shock to our economic landscape here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great news this week. BB&T is going to be moving into the building that they left vacant. What's the background?
You know, it was a shock that American Express was going to close that call center, an operation that had in place for over 25 years. It was a real pillar of the business community in Greensboro and the Triad. I think it's equally as big a shock that a company, any company, is coming in and taking a space that large. It's over 400,000 square feet. At its peak, American Express had 3,800 employees in there. And BB&T says it's not only going to take that space over and continue to pay property tax on it, but they're going to put up to 2,500 employees in there sometime in the next 5 to 7 years. It's remarkable. It's kind of stunning.
Well, how unusual is it for space like this to turn around?
It's so unusual, Audrey. I can't emphasize that enough. When big space like that goes on the market, it is years, if ever, before it gets absorbed. So let's just take a quick traveling tour around the Triad, if you will. And so we'll look at the RJR Tower in downtown Winston-Salem. It's been for sale for several years, no takers. They even offered to give it away, and nobody wanted it because it's so expensive. Certainly no one was going to buy it. And now it's being looked at as a conversion. Quaintance Weaver Hotels and Restaurants is looking at maybe turning it into an upscale hotel. There was a Wachovia Tower in downtown Greensboro that emptied out in 1990. It stood empty. This was 17 stories, over 200,000 square feet. It stayed empty for 17 years before someone finally bought it for a song, somebody meaning Roy Carroll, and has turned it into upscale condominiums. The Dell Building, enormous building, brand new. It's been empty for 3 or 4 years now. No sign in sight of that being occupied anytime soon.
What made the American Express building so attractive to BB&T, you think?
American Express had a really dynamic facility there. So a lot of things weigh in its favor. It's four stories, but it's a huge four stories. They are wide open floor plates, as they call them. So you can go in and kind of redesign at will. It was technologically advanced. You know, right up until the time they closed in early 2011, this was a high-power call center for an international financial services company. All that stuff is still there. All that technology is still there that they can capitalize on. It's relatively new. It is in the middle of the Triad. It's got tons of parking all around it. It's close to the airport. It's kind of an ideal property. It's just huge and likely would sit on the market for a very long time, if not for BB&T.
So the kind of employees that BB&T wants to put in there are your back office kind of folks. Other industries would outsource these kinds of employees.
You know, it's a good question, Audrey. I don't know if it's one we can answer because BB&T has been very circumspect about this whole decision. Any company that is taking 400,000 square feet and adding 1,700 jobs to the local economy is going to call a press conference. They're going to invite the governor. They're going to make a big to-do out of it. BB&T sent out a press release that people kind of didn't even know was coming. It wasn't big news until people really looked at it and said, oh, my goodness, are you got to be kidding me? And they're not saying a lot about these jobs other than they are administrative and support functions. So they're probably a little higher skilled. They probably require some finance background. They probably, some of them could have been outsourced, but I don't know that BB&T does much outsourcing of any kind. This is a company that likes to grow internally and have that kind of control over its work product. So I don't know that it's real surprising in that regard.
And along the same lines, the company announced that it didn't ask for and didn't receive any kind of economic incentives for this move.
Yeah, and that's not surprising either. So if you know anything about the leadership of BB&T, this is not a company that's crazy about government regulations or crazy about taxes and things like that. It would have sort of been the height of hypocrisy if BB&T had requested government incentives, and they didn't. This was a straight business deal, and they've worked it out, and they're being very quiet about the details.
And they say they're going to move 100 employees into this space by the end of the year. It's already nearly the end of October, so a really quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's going to happen quickly. And, you know, there's some sense out there that the 1,700 jobs that they're going to add will be added over the next several years. They will be added as they continue to grow organically, internally and externally as they take on more companies. So they've just acquired Bank Atlantic in Florida, and they've acquired Crump Insurance Company. So as they integrate those, you'll see more of these jobs being filled. But it's probably going to be kind of slow and steady over the next 5 years there for BB&T.
Slow and steady sounds pretty good right about now.
Absolutely, especially with a building like that.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.